Good morning, you guys. Hey, man, thanks for just leading us worship, man. It's a good time to worship, isn't it? Yeah, awesome, man. And I heard you guys last night with the rowdy worship stuff, man. That was awesome last night, too. So let's just keep it up and worship together, you guys. If you got your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We're actually going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 11 today. And I want to share with you something that was blow me away again, help me with my life when I thought about things happening in my life that weren't necessarily great. It was a place that I would go to, and it taught me a lot. So I hope I can do that, just share that with you guys today. Last night, you guys, I shared with you something about God that I know that if I believe three things about God, I can trust him through anything, no matter how bad it might be, how good it might be, whatever it is. Remember those three things? God's in control, God knows what's best, and God loves me. So even if I don't understand what's going on, if I just know that about God, I can trust him. Today, you guys, before we go on, and the rest of the week, we're going to talk about why might bad things be happening in our lives. Like, there's different reasons why. We saw the reason for Job, very, very specific for him. We saw the reasons because Satan went to God, and God had this discussion with him, and God said, go ahead, you could let's test Job's faith, and I know he's going to pass his test, I know he'll trust me no matter what, and Job did. So we know the reason. Job didn't know the reason, though, but we know the reason. Why might it be happening for us? And there's different reasons why that might be happening. We're going to look at that throughout the rest of the week. But before we do, just like last night, we had to lay down a foundation. What do we need to remember about God in order to go through these times, no matter what the reason is? What do we need to remember about faith? Like what our trust is. What does that look like? I'm going to take you guys through what I thought real strong faith, faith that would get me through anything, would look like. And I'll tell you how I got to where I got to it, and then I'm going to give you a little definition of faith that you can write down. Here we go. When I was a little kid, I started going to church. My mom started taking us to church. And I remember in this little teeny, we lived in this little country, and it was a little tiny, tiny church, like 100 people. It was like a little white church in the country, had a bell, just a classic, like, little church you would think about in the country. And I remember we had these prayer nights. We had, on Sunday nights, once a month was this praise night. We would sing songs, and I remember as a little kid hearing people sing songs, and then people would stand up and give testimonies. I don't know if you're familiar with anything like that. And they would stand up in between these songs, and they would talk about, like, how God, you know, had taken them through different things. And I remember sitting there as a child and hearing people stand up, and people would say something like this. Well, as you guys know, you've been praying for us. I lost my job, you know, a few months ago. We're running out of money, and you guys have been praying really hard that I would be able to find a job. And I really, really have been trusting God that he would give me a job at the right time in the right place. And praise God, I want to let you guys all know that I got a job this week. And, you know, answer to our prayer and our trust in God. And everybody would clap. And then I would log that in my head. And somebody else would stand up. And they would say, you know, you guys know, we lost our home a little while ago, and an incredible thing happened that this other place just opened up. I was just believing that God would work this out. I believed that God would provide a place for us, and he did. And everybody would clap. And then somebody else would stand up and say, you know, as you guys know, my wife had cancer, and, you know, we were just praying, and we really believed. We just knew that God could heal her, and we believed that God would heal her. And we believed this, and we prayed this, and you know what? I just want to tell you guys, we came back from the doctor this last week, and my wife is cancer-free. And we would all clap. And somebody else, you know, we were going to lose our home, and we had to make a mortgage payment, and you know, it just wasn't working out. We didn't have the money, and then suddenly I went to, you know, we just believed God. All we prayed, and we said, God, we believe that you are going to make this happened. We believe that you are going to provide for us. And we went out to the mailbox, and I got to tell you, I forgot about this tax refund that I was going to get, and it was the exact amount of money that we needed to pay the mortgage. And we all clapped. And I began to learn that, first of all, and this is something I learned right away anyway, that just because I'm following God doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen. We're going to have struggles. We're going to have things that we're going to go through. You know, there's stuff that's going to happen in our lives. Like, oh, the wife did get cancer. Oh, the person did lose their job. Okay, it's not like nothing ever bad doesn't ever happen, right? But I also learned this, that if we trusted God enough and we believed God enough, it wouldn't stay bad. You follow me? That if I just trust, I go, okay, this is what I'm started learning this. Okay, I got, okay, if I just trust that God is going to get us through, then he will get us through. If I just believe that enough, pray that enough, it'll happen. That's what I learned. Then I went to Sunday school. And Sunday school was where they taught us all these different stories in the Bible. And I learned about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Anybody know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Okay, yeah. So remember, they decided not to bow down to idols. They decided to follow God. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, because they decided not to bow down to his idol, what did he decide to do to them? Throw them in this fiery furnace, right? But they trusted God. They trusted God, and what happened? Did they burn up? No. They were rescued from the fire. I learned about Daniel. Daniel, and he would pray. And then there was a law that was passed that said, you can't pray anymore. And Daniel said, no, I'm still going to pray because that's what God would want me to do. And then he was taken by the king again. And it was a different king. But then they decided, hey, let's throw him into the lion's den. You remember that? And, of course, the lions ate him up, right? No. The lions didn't eat him up. Because he trusted God. And I just remember hearing about all these stories. Noah and the ark, and hearing about all these different stories over and over again. David and Goliath facing a giant. Oh my goodness, but he trusted God. And the giant fell. So I kept learning this stuff. Maybe you're even going, hey, this is what I've been learning too. So this is what I started coming up with the definition of faith, what real faith, what really strong faith was. And if you want to write it down, this is what I came up with. And I think this is a really impressive faith. Trusting God will work things out. Strong faith. You want to write it down. Strong faith. Trusting God will work things out. That's what I was learning. That if I just trust God enough, even though it looks really bad, even though it looks like really bleak, even though, oh my goodness, there's all these hungry lions, how in the world am I going to survive this? There's a fiery furnace that even when the people that threw them in the furnace, remember, they actually died because it was so hot even outside the furnace. There's no way. There's no hope at all. There's no way. If I just trust God, if I trust God, will work things out. Then that's the strong faith that gets me through it. And then I read, even here in Hebrews 11, it's called the faith chapter. A lot of people call it that. And you'll see, as you keep on reading through, you say, by faith, these people did all these things. In fact, some of the things I even just told you. By faith, you know, Daniel made it through the lion's den. By faith, the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea and into safety. By faith, Abraham, you know, left his country and was taken care of. By faith, all these different people accomplished all these different things. By faith. And I go, okay, so it's by faith that you actually get through this stuff. Not that bad things don't happen, but bad things won't continue to happen. You will get through it and everything will turn out okay. And even if you pick it up in verse 32, he's talking about all these different people and all these different things. And in verse 32, he just says this in chapter 11. And what more shall I say? So he's talking about all these people that did all these incredible things by faith. For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. And he's just saying, who through faith conquered kingdoms. They conquered kingdoms because they had enough faith. Enforced justice. Obtained promises. They actually experienced seeing God complete his promises, like promising the slaves that they would be rescued out of Egypt. God made that promise to Abraham 400 years before it even happened. And there was this generation that actually experienced that. They were actually to obtain that by faith. Stop the mouths of lions. Who's he talking about there? Daniel. He's talking about Daniel and lions. By faith, stop the mouths of lions. Quench the power of fire. Who is he probably talking about? That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Escape the edge of the sword. There could be a number of people. You look through all the Old Testament, and people were facing death, and then suddenly they were rescued by faith. They didn't die by the sword. It looked like they were going to die, but they didn't. They were made strong out of weakness. Maybe he's talking about Samson. Maybe he's talking about some other people like Gideon, who was really weak, but then God made him strong because Gideon decided to trust God, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. I mean, these people that Gideon only had 300 men and all these thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on the other side, and yet they were the ones who won because they were trusting God by faith. You guys getting it? You guys getting it? Look at the first line of verse 35. Women receive back their dead by resurrection. By faith, people actually, like women, these people, these loved ones died, and because they had enough faith, these people were raised up from the dead. Crazy. And so I was going, okay, I got it. Strong faith. God is believing you will work things out. And if I believe it enough, even though I'm going through a hard time, if I believe it enough, you will work things out. Even Job, if you look at the very last chapter of Job, spoiler alert, here's the last chapter of Job. At the very, very end, remember the first chapter, he loses everything, right? You know what happens in the last chapter? He gets twice as much back. God restores everything that he had. He had all the cattle, everything else, all those things that he lost, restores all of it times two. He lost his seven sons and three daughters. Remember that? God gives him seven more sons and three more daughters. That's what happens at the end. He's even more richer than he was at the beginning. And you know what that told me? That told me if I trust God, he'll work things out. That's what it told me. And then I did something very radical one day, and it changed everything. Do you know what I did one day? I kept reading. That's all I did. I just kept reading. Because this chapter doesn't end with the line, women receive back their dead by resurrection. Do you notice there's more sentences after that? Do you guys notice that? Let's keep reading. Some were what? Tortured. What? Refusing to accept release. In other words, they were tortured and they never got out of being tortured. It says, so that they might rise again to a better resurrection. In other words, they were tortured to death. What? Did you keep reading? They were tortured to death. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. The idea is that they were put in prison and they never got out. And they were flogged and they were in chains for the rest of their lives. They were stoned. In other words, stoned to death. Did you see the next sentence? What does it say next? They were sawn in two. It's probably talking about Isaiah. He was a prophet. Isaiah the prophet. Traditionally, how the Jewish tradition is that how he died was this way. He was speaking against the king. He was talking about what God would say. It was an evil king, and the king did not like what Isaiah was telling him, that God was telling him through Isaiah. The king didn't like it. So they took Isaiah. They put him in a hollow log, alive in a hollow log, and they took a saw, and they sawed the log in half. And that was how Isaiah died. It says, the next sentence, it says, they were killed with the sword. Look at this. Right before that, it said this. That, look at verse 34. That by faith, they quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Did you see that in verse 34? And then other people were killed with the sword. Exactly the opposite. They went about in skins of sheep and goats. They didn't have any clothes. They didn't have enough money for clothes. They were destitute. They were afflicted. They were mistreated. It's talking about that this is like for the rest of their lives. And I think, well, man, God must have not liked them. And then in verse 38, just one little phrase that says this, of whom the world was not worthy. What does that mean? I don't know. Let's just keep reading. Maybe we'll come back to it. Wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. They lost their homes and they never got their homes back. They lived in caves. They lived in holes in the ground. They wandered around deserts with tattered clothes for their entire lives. They didn't get twice as much stuff back, like Job. Why? You know why I figured why? Because I had it all figured out. If you trust God enough, if you have a good enough faith, if you have a faith that says, I trust God will work things out, then he'll work things out. But if things don't work out, what does that mean about my faith? I don't have enough. These must be the people, God must be showing us the people who didn't have enough faith. Because if you have enough faith, you'll escape the sword. If you don't have enough faith, you'll die by the sword. If you have enough faith, you'll get everything back. If you don't have enough faith, you'll lose everything forever. I got it. So if things don't work out in our lives, what was I learning, you guys? What was the problem? Me. I didn't have enough faith. And if I just would have believed that it worked out, even though everything was telling me it would, if I just would have believed it would, then it would. Oh, man, I'm so bummed. Why don't I just trust God more? And, oh, I was just so depressed and like, oh, no. And then you know what I did? I kept reading. And it says in verse 39, and it just confused me even more. And all these didn't have enough faith. Is that what it says? And all these, although commended through their faith, they got a commendation for their faith. Did they have enough faith? Yes. This wasn't a question about their faith. This was just a question about God's plan. And then sometimes God's plan is that some people escape the sword and they have faith. And what else might be God's plan? That somebody dies by the sword and they have faith. Whoa. That by faith, some people would defeat all kinds of armies. And by faith, some people would be defeated by an army. That by faith, some people would not be eaten by lions. And by faith, some people would be eaten by lions. Are you getting it? It was just blowing my mind. Because all of these had just as much faith as the ones before. And everything before, by faith, everything worked out. And by faith, all of these people, they died in destitution. They died without a home. It even says that all these in verse 39, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. They didn't experience the promises that God had promised. It's not that God didn't accomplish those promises, but they didn't live to see them. They just weren't around to see those promises being fulfilled. And then he says something crazy that we're going to come back to later on this week. He says, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. That is a weird sentence, but basically it's saying this, that they went through all of the things that they went through to benefit other people that weren't even born yet. He says, all of them, they went through all of this stuff, and God had a plan that somehow, some way, them going through all of that suffering was actually a benefit to us. The writer here is saying to us, he's talking about people in the past. So could it be that God is actually having me go through something, and it's not even about me, it's actually for a benefit for somebody else? A benefit for somebody else who isn't even born yet. Could God have that kind of plan? We'll talk about that later on this week, but I want to talk about our faith first. Did you write down great faith is trusting God will work things out? I want you to do this. Put a line through that. And I want you to write down greater faith. That is an impressive faith. I trust God will work things out. Maybe you've done it. I know this is all going bad, but I just trust God will work things out. You know what's even better than that? Maybe even harder? But it is a faith that God wants us to have. It's this. Ready? Trusting God no matter how things work out. Write that down. Trusting God no matter how things work out. The teaching of Hebrews 11 is not trying to teach us that, hey, I need to trust God will work things out. Those first people, that first group that everything did work out and they were trusting God, they were not trusting God would work things out. They were trusting God no matter how things worked out. It's just that it worked out. And the people in the second half of this book, the last part, they definitely were not trusting God would work things out. They weren't trusting God would not work things out either. They weren't trusting God thinking, okay, I know it cannot work out. They weren't doing that either. They were simply trusting God no matter how things work out. Because it's not about how things are working out. I have found, you guys, that God is way less concerned about working things outside of me, working things out here. You know what he's way more concerned about? You got it. Working out things in here. He's way more concerned about what is this going to do and how can this accomplish what I want to accomplish inside of you. Inside of you. He was even doing that with Job. Job didn't curse God. Job did not stop trusting God, but Job did struggle through all of this. If you read through the book of Job, you're going to see Job talking to God, talking to his friends, questioning, why is God doing this? I don't understand why he's doing this. And God was actually teaching Job something. Even through this, even though it was about, you know, okay, he's teaching Satan something. God was teaching Satan something. Satan, you're wrong. But he was also doing something in Job that could not happen unless all this stuff bad happened. Guys, real faith is not trusting God will work things out. Real faith is trusting God no matter how things work out. I remember, oh my goodness, there's, you know, and I think about those Sunday nights, and I go, why? Why didn't somebody ever stand up just to teach me this? Can you imagine if somebody would have stood up and just said, hey, you guys, I want to let you know that, if you remember, I've been asking you guys to pray about our house. We were going to lose it. We don't have the money for it. And thank you for praying for that. And I just want to let you guys know, this last week, we lost our house. And I still trust God. No matter what. And everybody claps. Seriously, isn't it super impressive when somebody says, you know, I really trust God is going to work this out, and then it does, and you're like, wow, how did you know? You know what I mean, right? You're like, wow, man, you didn't even doubt at all. No, I didn't even doubt at all. That's impressive, isn't it? Seriously, don't you think it's even more impressive when somebody stands up and says, hey, you guys, I know you guys have been praying for my wife. She had cancer. And praying that she'd be healed. And I've been praying that too. Begging God to heal my wife. And I want to let you guys know that my wife passed away last week. And I trust God just as much as I always did. Because I know he's in control and he knows what's best. And he loves us. And I still trust him. Are you telling me you wouldn't be more impressed with that kind of faith? I would. I'm more blown away. Because I'm expecting the guy to stand up and say, and God let us down, and I'm not following him anymore. But he stands up and says, I trust God more than ever. That's impressive. That's a guy who has a faith that doesn't say, I believe God will work things out. He says, I believe God no matter how things work out. Because I trust who he is. And even if I don't understand it, I know he knows what's best. I know he loves me. And I know he's in control. And so I trust him. And you guys, even with Job, how things worked out at the end, that's misleading. Because Job, through the book of Job, was not believing that God would work things out. If you read through the book of Job, Job made it clear he did not think God was going to restore anything. He really thought, naked I came into the world and naked I'm leaving. I'm not getting any of this stuff back. I don't understand why God is doing this. I wish he would tell me. But I tell you what, he's God, and I don't think I'm getting anything back. He really believed that he was going to end his life. His life was going to end with him not getting anything back at all. And even getting seven sons and three more daughters. Did he get his sons and daughters back? He didn't. He had 20 kids, and only 10 of them survived. And he said, I'm going to trust God no matter what. And even if I don't understand, I know that God is in control. I know he knows what's best. I know he loves me. So I'll trust him no matter what the results. So guys, what's your faith? Have you been learning like I did? Hey, real faith is trusting God will work things out. Or are you willing to now, for this week, just as we keep on looking for reasons that maybe things are happening in your life, are you willing to just say this no matter what, even if you don't understand why or how long or whatever else, are you willing to just say, God, I trust you no matter how things work out? And by the way, those guys, that second group, they actually did trust in the long run. They did trust that God would work things out. It just might not work out during our time here on earth. Do you remember the verse that said they believed in a better resurrection? So they were willing to even to go to their death because they went, you know what? It doesn't end at death. So even if we suffer our entire lives, you guys, we will be blessed by 10 times more, by a million times more. We can't even understand what eternity is going to be like, because the most suffering you're ever going to have is during your little tiny, tiny bit of time on this planet. And then after this, there's no suffering at all. So if you look at the big picture, you guys, yes, God will work it out in the end, after the whole thing's done, even if it's not during this time on earth. But even if your suffering happens this entire time, will you trust God no matter what? Let me pray for us, you guys. Go in your so what times. By the way, before I pray, if any of you guys still have questions on those cards, you know, that maybe you're going to do last night, you got any question at all about God, about life, whatever it is, if you haven't done that yet, would you go ahead and fill those out and make sure you drop them off in the back there? That'd be fantastic. If you have any questions about God or anything about Christianity, spiritual life, whatever. Cool? Let me pray for us. God, thank you so much for our time. This is so challenging. It's so challenging to me, God. But, God, I pray for us that we would have a bigger picture of you, that we'd have an honest picture of you and what you do in our lives. God, you can work things out. You have worked things out. Those people that I remember hearing that were healed of their diseases or things worked out in their lives, it was you. You worked it out because that's what was best for them. And we praise you for those times. But God, we also trust you enough that it's not going to be some kind of formula or as long as you do this, then I'll trust you. God, we want to be people that trust you no matter what. And we're going to trust you no matter how things work out. Because we still know that you have a better plan than any of us could ever know. And even if things don't work out in our lives, we already know our eternity is set. If we follow you, we have an inheritance. We have riches. We have everything beyond what we can even understand or comprehend after this life, this short little blip of life is done. So God, if there's a way or if there's a plan that you have that includes for us to suffer at times, for us to not, things not to work out, and even if it lasts for our entire lives because you have a bigger plan that's even outside of us, we trust you. We want to trust you no matter how things work out. Because we know you're in control, you know what's best, and you love us. And it's in your name we pray, and we thank you for who you are. Amen.